This is Bob Brunel, and this is News with you for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. It's the first day of classes for Oshkosh Public Schools. The school district has increased its security by installing 1,200 new cameras across the district. Schools are still looking to fill a few positions as classes get underway. They're hoping to do that over the next month. A group hoping to save Merrill Middle School building is upping their efforts. Recent donations have allowed them to buy more yard signs and launch a video on YouTube. The school district may decide to demolish the 90-year-old building as part of the Velma Phyllis Middle School project. Supporters would like to see that building converted into something else, maybe apartments. The leader of the UW system makes a stop at Oshkosh today. Jay Rothman takes over for Tommy Thompson. He'll be a special guest at the opening day convocation for UW Oshkosh. Classes actually don't begin until sometime next week. Page 2, Oshkosh police are investigating a car motorcycle accident that happened yesterday at Witzel and Keller. The motorcyclist is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Nearly 100 custodians and groundskeepers at UW Oshkosh could soon be out of a job. The university is outsourcing their jobs to a Tennessee company. The employees are encouraging their supporters to contact the chancellors and others on campus to abandon the outsourcing idea. Gasoline prices continue to drop across Oshkosh just in time for the holiday weekend. Latest survey shows that the lowest gasoline price in town is $3.35 a gallon. It's still a dollar higher than it was a year ago at this time. The Oshkosh United Way has kicked off their 2023 campaign, hoping to raise $1.8 million. United Way supports 42 local nonprofit agencies. We're getting closer, but no word yet from the Department of Transportation about the Oregon-Jackson Bridge repair. It could be done sometime in the next few weeks. The bridge has been closed since late May when an inspection of the bridge turned up a bad gear. And the new UW Oshkosh Titan Thunder Marching Band debuts this Saturday. The band will perform at the Titans' first football game of the season. That's at J.J. Keller Field. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again after the holiday weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.